Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. And can we start the recording, please? Okay, thanks. This is the GNSS Standing Committee on Improvements Implementation. The chair forgot to mute her computer. Very embarrassing. Okay, now we're good. So we'll begin, I guess, with our staff doing the roll call. And oh, good. Okay, so good idea Julie's had that we'll go around the room and say who we are and what our constituent interest represented is, and if you're primary or alternate, would appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, David. Aubrey, please start.
Yeah, Aubrey Doria, NCSG primary, and until later this week, liaison to this group from the council.
Stephanie Perrin, NCSG, NCUC, and I'm a counselor.
Sam Lanfranco, NCSG, NPOC.
Lori Schulman, IPC.
Wolfrey Knobman, ISPCP.
Bell Stoll, NCSG, NPOC.
Oh, great. Ann Aikman, Scalise, and Chair, and I'm from the IPC primary. Thank you.
Julie Headland, ICANN staff.
Rudy Vansnick, NCSG, NPOC primary, vice chair.
Mary Wong, ICANN staff.
David Cake, NCUC secondary.
Amar El Sadr, NCUC primary.
Sarah Baki, GNSO registrar alternative.
Okay, thank you, everyone. And at this time, I'd like to ask if there are any updates to statements of interest that are already on file. First, does everyone here have a current SOI on file? Yep, I'm getting a lot of nods. Yes, is Mary.
And just to note that there's a few participants in the Adobe Connect chat room as well.
Okay, are any of them SCI members who should be introducing themselves?
I don't believe so, but we have a guest, someone who's signed in as P, and a Fidushi Mada. So welcome to all of them for the SCI meeting.
Great. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate your pointing that out. And are there any updates to any statements of interest? So let us know now. And if not, we'll proceed with our agenda. Seeing none, we'll take up the first item on the agenda. I just wanted to review with everyone the slides we'll be presenting to GNSO Council this morning regarding our work thus far. And we will be reporting to them our conclusions with respect to the interplay between the 10-day waiver rule and the resubmission of motions. In other words, and you could advance, please, Julie. When we reviewed that, as a group, SCI determined that the 10-day waiver does not apply to resubmitted motions, and thank you for staff's confirmation of that based on how our operating procedures are currently drafted. Also, we concluded that we were reluctant to recommend a change to the current operating procedures given that there's no instance of a problem that has occurred. But, of course, SCI is willing to look at the issue again if a problem arises and the clarification is required. So, basically, we're saying we don't think we need to do anything, and that's our conclusion. And then the next topic that we were asked by council to look at, if you can advance the slide again, Julie, is related to friendly amendments. And the first part of our task from council was to, quote, codify, or as I would put it, document the existing procedures, which are not at this point written, I understand, and to secondly, take a look at those procedures and whether any improvements might need to be made to that. But for the first part, we have, with a great deal of help from staff and a couple of you who commented on the draft, and we do thank Mary for her work on documenting the existing procedures, and then those of you commented based on your experience on council, we submitted to council on the 11th a summary of those existing procedures for friendly amendments, and with that a cover letter simply asking them to confirm that our draft procedure does reflect the actual current procedure on friendly amendments. So, and then the last thing that we will be talking about briefly with council is primarily the point of the next slide is to thank Avri for her service as council liaison for SCI, and special thanks to her, and appreciate all her work thus far and her active involvement. And that's the total report, which should be very short. We don't know if Avri will be able to be present for the report. She may be working in accountability. So thank you for that as well. And then if we can move on, if any questions regarding this report or comments, seeing none, let's proceed to the second. Oh, I'm sorry, Wolf Ulrich.
Sorry, Wolf Ulrich, normally speaking. Maybe that's okay, or it was covered, so I can't remember. Do we have some points for the future we have on the slide here as well, or ongoing work, or something which we should mention to council?
Thanks, Wolfori. I think the next task is contained in the bullet points that Julie has switched back to in relation to future work with respect to friendly amendments, because once the idea would be that when we get confirmation of the existing procedures, that we would either be working on simply codifying those for the operating procedures, or else would be, you know, having discussion about whether any of them need to be improved. And thank you for asking the question. I think it leads us right into our next agenda item. And that would be whether we want to, in this meeting, talk about the friendly amendment procedures at all, or whether we want to wait until after council confirms to us that we've correctly documented the existing procedures. So if there's any discussion on that point, I'd like to raise that now. I guess my personal prediction would be that we wait until council confirms that we have the procedures correctly documented and begin the discussion on substance of the friendly amendment procedures or codifying the friendly amendment procedures after council has confirmed to us that we have it correctly written down. But I'd like to see what thoughts others have on that topic. Yes, Amr?
Yeah, I'm fine either way, I guess. I don't think it would hurt to wait for council to confirm that the procedures we documented are accurate. We could ask them to provide input in case we did miss anything. I don't think we did, but I'm meant that someone does point out something that we're not missed, and it'll be all right, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Any other thoughts on whether we proceed to that discussion on the substance of the friendly amendment procedures now, or wait until council confirms that we've accurately documented those? Yes, Avri?
I should apologize for this. I don't actually remember the answer. Have they asked us to change them? So why are we thinking of changing them? I mean, is that something that perhaps we should be asking, whether now that they're documented and they've understood the document, is there a need to change them?
Yes, and Mary, could you please describe the second part of the task in relation to friendly amendments?
Sure, and I think this is because the request was quite specific from the council. So the first part of the request was what's just been done by this group, which is to document what is the customary practice now, but that the next step would be for the SCI to consider whether or not there should be changes, and if the SCI believed that there should be, to recommend what those changes might be. So the SCI could still say, actually, the current practice works pretty well, is documented, here it is, and we are not recommending any changes. So we still have to conduct that second step in the SCI, whether to recommend any changes or not, because that's what the council asked.
Dumb of them, but yeah. They should have first read what was there and then decided whether they felt there was a need for any change before. But, okay.
Well, I guess it's a question that's procedural in nature, and if for those who were present in the GNSL Council meeting in Buenos Aires, I suppose perhaps there's some need for discussion based on, but we shall see. Mary.
And just to follow up on that, I suppose there's nothing to prevent the council from talking about it. And in fact, just to note, and sorry, this is Mary for the transcript from staff, that it, I believe it is an item for the council meeting this Wednesday. So presumably that would be the opportunity for the council if it wishes to update its request if it wanted to.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much, Mary. Do you happen to know what time that is on the council agenda? Or could you update us later on the SCI list as to the timing for that discussion? It'd be helpful. Maybe as many as possible could attend that discussion just so we know exactly where council's coming from. I have to leave the meeting on Wednesday, so it's unlikely I would personally be able to attend, but maybe Rudy could attend. Thank you. So next agenda item, if we're all ready to move on, is, I think, simply a note that we will be considering for next year who might be chairing, who might be vice chair. And this is actually triggered in December, so it's not something I'm asking anyone to, you know, state an interest right now. In December, the SCI raises this topic. I'll be raising the topic with Rudy as to whether he would like to step into the chair position for 2016. And I just wanted to alert folks that that discussion will come up, and so that you can all be thinking about it. So I don't know if there's any further discussion on that point or not. Yes, Avery.
Sorry to ask a question. I'm feeling very dumb this morning. That's done after every SG and C reaffirms its primaries and secondaries for the new year. In other words, does that step happen first before, you know, having nothing to do whether it's Rudy or someone else, but just does that step happen after the sort of renewal of roles?
Very good question, Avery. I'd have to look to staff for that. Julie?
This is Julie Hedlund for the transcript. The procedures are silent on that. The procedures do, of course, say that, or I should say the charter does say that, you know, that there will be representatives from each of the SGs and Cs, but it doesn't put the, it doesn't say that the election takes place after a, you know, particular reaffirmation or a commitment from the representatives. It simply says under chair and vice chair elections in the charter, in December of each year, the SCI will ask for volunteers from its primary members to serve as chair and vice chair. Current chair or vice chair is not term limited, wishes to continue for the second year, and there are no other volunteers, no election is held. If there is more than one volunteer for either position, and then it goes through the procedure for election. You know, just the section above that does say the members of the standing committee, primary and alternate members, are one representative from each constituency, SG, one nominating committee appointee. And they talk about, you know, members of the standing committee designating an alternate who can participate, et cetera. But there's no connection between the two.
This is Avery again. It might be worth going to the, not that they have to, I'm asking this selfishly, obviously, because, you know, I got to get NCSG to replace me as a primary member. But, and I think I've actually found the victim. But, you know, going to all the SGs and Cs and just asking them to reconfirm their participants before that so that, you know.
Yes, thank you, Avery. I think that's a good point, and now I'm quite happy that we put this on the agenda for today, because it would be nice if folks could get those confirmations prior to December, then it won't, you know, be any kind of barrier. So, you know, please follow up as appropriate. Amr?
Thanks, Summer. I think the last group in the GNSO that still needs to actually hold its elections for this year is the NCUC, place in November, so which is next month. So we will have a new executive committee and a new chair because our current chair is term limited. And the NCUC may, in fact, appoint a new team on the SCI. So, yeah, it might not be a bad idea to wait until we have those confirmations from each group before the elections are held. We are going to be voting for the chair for the next year.
Right. Very good point. And for all I know, that may be the reason that our charter says that all of this occurs in December. So maybe it all fits together. But do keep those factors in mind. Thanks for the discussion, and we can move on to any other business. Oh, sorry, Wolf Ulrich.
Wolf Ulrich, no one's speaking. Well, just for the procedure, how to do that, I understand you would like to get a confirmation by the by all constituencies with regards to their members here in the SCI. So how to do that? So I would like to suggest that you not just put it in minutes here right now, because, you know, several constituencies are not represented. Send a letter or an email to the chairs of those asking them. That would be
helpful. Oh, great. Thank you very much. I think that's a very good idea. And now, could we ask staff to send that letter? Can that be done through staff? I'd happy to sign it, but
this is Julie Headland from staff. We can certainly do this as a letter, or we could simply craft an email for you to send to each of the. I think it doesn't need to be as formal as a letter.
Sure, that'll work. I see Wolf Ulrich nodding his head yes, agreeing with that procedure. So, looking around the room, it looks like we're in agreement on that, and that's a good way to go. I would say at least by the late October, early November. And perhaps we should ask for a response by a certain date. I don't know, Amr, when the elections are that you are referring to. We would want to be inclusive of that date, obviously.
Yeah, this is Amr. I'll confirm the exact dates and send a notice.
To staff.
Okay. Or to the list. To the list. Just let everyone know when they will be held.
And then we can specify, hopefully, a deadline 1 or 2 weeks after that, potentially, to let SCI know. Great. So now, can we move on to any other business? Perfect. Does anyone have any other business? Yes, Rudy.
Rudy, for the record, maybe knowing what is going to be our agenda for the rest of the year, when do we have our next calls? There is any.
Another very good question. I think that if we proceed on the basis that we will be working from the point where council confirms that we've accurately documented the existing procedures for friendly amendment, that we would be calling a meeting very shortly after council responds. I'm not sure exactly where this will be on their priority list, whether they consider it in a session here or later on in a call. And I think that we don't necessarily have any work to do per se until they confirm that to us. Does that comport with your understanding of where we are? He's nodding yes. So any other comments in that regard with respect to scheduling of calls? So we'll wait to hear from council then to begin our work on friendly amendments. Second part of our work on friendly amendments. And if that's it, then I guess we'll motion to adjourn. And thank you, everyone. It's great to see everyone in person. Really appreciate the opportunity to see these smiling faces. Have a wonderful meeting. Thank you.
Sorry, just some propaganda. I mean, absolutely shameless using the situation. We are planning to do two birds of a feather session completely unorganized, informal. One on implementing a clearinghouse on DNS-related legal services for NGOs, which will take care next Wednesday, 12:30. We meet in Level 5 foyer outside the auditorium, and then we go to available room. And then there is another one on the DNS in support of migrants. As you know, we have a migrant crisis brewing in Europe and things like that, and there is a discussion about what can the DNS actually do to mitigate and help to integrate. So we want to brainstorm about that one. Anybody interested in any of the sessions, just get a piece of paper as a reminder from me. Thank you.